All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Aeternum. Let's get started. The Founder. That is my title, yes. You're the creator of Aeternum. I am. My life's work. And you know me? How? Why? When a Gem of Doom is first discovered by a player, Ulysses receives a notification. We always know who the first person to track down a gem is. However, if a gem transfers ownership for some reason, Ulysses is unable to know exactly who the new owner is. So it was you who found the Gem of Doom in the Red Herring. A player at level 2 getting one of my gems, that is not something you see every day. Then you somehow managed to access a restricted server and steal one of Indriel's creations, Calypso. You even killed 2 Praetorians in the process. What? It's not what it sounds like. Indriel's creations? Not his? I know you do not have that gem in your possession currently. I also know that buffoon Garrington lost his gem recently. So I guess that explains your presence at this dinner. Thieving from the casino is no simple feat. Astonishing. I am not easily impressed. I can count the players who've excited me since Aeternum's founding on one hand. I am expecting great things from you, Grim. Thank you. Fuck, I don't know what to say. I have something for you. This is the Amulet of Blair. I have been selecting the most promising players of Aeternum and offering them this mighty artifact in an attempt to accelerate the gathering of the 10 gems. I want you to have it. Accelerate? Why the rush? Is he in a hurry? Maybe he's dying. Maybe that's why he created the 10 gems quest, because he wanted to find a successor. What does this amulet do? The Amulet of Blair has one simple passive effect, but it is a powerful one. With it, you can become immortal. You cannot die in Aeternum if you have this amulet in your inventory. No matter what happens to your body, you will be able to re-enter the game through the nearest exit portal. You will be completely healed with your inventory intact. Wow, it's a god mode cheat. That is my gift. Becoming immortal? I don't want to take it. I appreciate the offer, but it feels like cheating. I prefer to play under the same conditions as everyone else. Huh. Very well, as you wish. The others also refused. Interesting. I wonder if I should feel disappointed or proud. The others? How many players did he talk to? Thanatos has to be one. Anyway, I hope you can continue your path even without this artifact, Grim. I hope so, too. It was a pleasure finally meeting you, but I am afraid I must leave now. As you can understand, my position requires constant meetings and appointments. Of course, I can only imagine. Before I leave, though, I have one last question for you, and please, be honest. On all these adventures in Aeternum, battling monsters, solving mysteries, embarking on quests, do you fight for yourself, or do you fight for others? What? Me? I don't know. Neither, I guess. But if you had to choose one or the other, which choice describes your ideology? I fight to protect others. So tell me, would you sacrifice the most innocent to save those whom you love? What? To save the people I love? I guess. And that is what a hero would do, sacrificing the lives of the innocent? At that point, can you truly claim you're protecting others? I'm sorry, these are just the ramblings of an old man. I wonder what happens if we say no. Never. So you'd let your loved ones die in exchange for the lives of strangers. You'd let young Miss Bardot die to save someone you've never even met. What? Well, I wouldn't. So, I don't think it matters one way or the other. No worries. It's okay. Good night, Grim. Good night, sir. Holy fuck. No one on the executive board of Ulysses has ever talked face to face with this man, and yet, I just did. I don't know if I should feel honored or scared. Finally! Alex! Thank God you found me. Yeah, well, it wasn't easy. Your direction sucked. I know. I was gonna tell you more, but then something happened, and shit, you're not gonna believe it. I met the Founder. The Founder? Really? Yeah, and right after we were beginning to think he was a fake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And then you shared a pizza with him. Thanatos and Idriel, right? I'm serious. I was talking to him. He left less than a minute ago. How convenient. You have to believe me. You met the Founder alone in a dirty basement with no lights. I know it sounds weird, but trust me, and we weren't completely alone. There were Praetorians there, too. I wouldn't lie to you about something like this. Give me 5 minutes to explain everything. I've got to stop you right there. My father is giving a speech in the main hall, and I think some of the shareholders are starting to get suspicious of all our questions. I already told Calypso to leave. She's waiting for us outside. Really? Damn it. I was supposed to meet that strange man at 12, but if we have to leave, I guess I won't be able to. Anyway, I doubt it was anything important. My head's full of enough info as it is. I'm having a tough time remembering everything. Alright, why don't you log off and head over to my house? I'll tell you everything in person. I can't. I have to wake up early tomorrow. I have swimming training at 8. Oh, fair enough. Well, I'll update the others with everything we learned tonight. I can tell you everything on Monday, after school. Fancy a coffee? Snorts. Smooth. What? Nothing? Nothing. Sure, you can tell me everything while buying me some coffee. We gotta prepare a plan. We'll need someone who is a master at strategy. Exactly, and I think I've got just the perfect person in mind. I guess we should leave before Calypso starts disintegrating people. True. I'll follow you. A few days later. What was I saying? Ah, yeah. Miss Killigan said I'm ready for the Olympic qualifiers, but meh, I don't know. You know I love swimming, Baba, but I have to travel across the country, and maybe next year. I have other stuff to do now. I have to graduate and get into college. And a tournament's a priority now. It's not just a hobby anymore, you know? I met this guy. He's a total headache. He's always in some kind of trouble, which is exhausting, but also entertaining in a way. He didn't even know I was a Bardo, can you believe it? Well, he didn't even know who the Bardos were. Apparently he just heard of them a week before we met. He fought both Axel and Dad in less than a week. He's a mess, but also kind of sweet. I mean, he's funny, he makes me laugh. Well, not always, sometimes. I don't know, I like spending time with him. He makes me feel like everything will be alright. When I'm with him, I feel reassured and calm. It's like, it doesn't matter, because we're literally going back. I thought about something, and I'm going all the way back. Oh, shit. So, here's how far back I'm going. Take. It's an offer that's difficult to refuse. I'll gladly accept it. Thank you. You won't regret it, Grim. I hope you can go even further with it. I hope so, too. It was a pleasure finally meeting you, but I'm afraid I must leave now. As you can understand, my position requires constant meeting with one question. I fight to protect others. So what about a fight for myself? So tell me. To gain more power. Alright, so that also does it. Damn. Alright. So... Sorry, guys. I'm trying something out. So if you fight for myself... He says, then perhaps you do fight for others after all. I wonder what this is meant by this. I don't think these mean anything, but... There's no way to meet that man at 12 o'clock. And remember, I asked him that I wanted to know the truth, and I wasn't able to meet him. So I'm kind of wondering what happens now. By the way, I'm kind of racking my brain about this. This game is now considered one of the most popular visual novels of all time. Yes, among all the Japanese ones. It's actually there on the top list of a visual novel database. It's literally on the top list now. Among the best of the best visual novels ever released. So this is the best AVN of all time right now. According to Visual Novel Database, which is, again, the internet's largest database of visual novels. So, again, we're gonna go back to that. But, unfortunately... It doesn't look like I can meet that guy. Damn, I wanted to know what his deal was. Okay, here we go. And... Do you remember what you told me that day at the beach? When we went fishing? Could it be possible that... At the beach? I don't remember going fishing with you. Do you mean volleyball? I remember doing that last summer. Didn't your mom ever tell you it was rude to eavesdrop? Two people need to be present for a conversation, you know. Who the hell were you talking to? I was talking to myself. Oh, and were you winning the argument? Shut up. I'm kidding. Make room. But seriously, if you want to talk about something, I can lend an ear. It's nothing. I was just mentally reviewing some errands. Why are you even here? I just went for a run since it's not raining for the first time in forever. I spotted you on this bench and thought I'd say hi. Well, you can continue your run then. Thank you for stopping by. Come on, don't be so closed off. I know something has been bothering you. I feel like I've seen you deep in thought all week. I said I'm okay. And like you're one to talk. You still haven't told me what happened in that private server of yours. What? Nothing happened. Nothing, my ass. You came to me all nervous wanting to tell me something and then you didn't. Because there was nothing to tell. You're blushing, babe. Come on, you're dying to tell me. Spit it out already. You were there with a guy, right? Well, yeah, but what? What happened? I want the full truth, warts and all. Okay, alright. I invited a guy there, kind of. We talked for a bit, and I don't know, the sea, the sunset, the moon, everything was hitting the right spot. We were playing around, and I'm not sure how it happened, but before I knew it, I was taking my clothes off for him. No way! And then what happened? Did he get naked too? Yeah. Then I gave him a blowjob and... Holy shit, and how did that go? It went well, I think. It was kind of fun. More fun than I thought, at least. Ha! That sounds like you, alright. I expected no less from my gluttonous friend. You're only happy when you have something in your mouth. Hey, don't overdo it. Overdo it? Come on, Dolly. If anything, I'm understanding your love for meat in your mouth. You're getting ready to chow down on a huge hot dog right now. It's 6:30 p.m. I need my fourth meal of the day. I can't skip it. I didn't have my second breakfast this morning. Are you gonna run? You could have waited till you got home. Well, I saw this food cart passing by and thought I'd make a one-time exception. No biggie, just a coincidence. Goodbye, Dahlia. Bye, Roy. Say hello to Paula. You even know the vendor's name. Hey, I didn't come here to be judged. If you wanted a hot dog, you could have said so. Yeah, you're right. We should get back on topic. You were telling me a very interesting story. Oh, well, the story is pretty much finished. There's not much else to tell. Really? What happened after you blew him? Well, he came. That's usually what happens after you blow him. You swallowed it? Well, of course not. Well, what happened then? What do you mean? We stood up and left the server. That's it. What? And he didn't even return the favor? Return the favor? Of course, he should have gone down on you. Favor for favor. Tit for tat or twat, I guess. What? Do you think that... Should he? Absolutely. You should demand it. Because you like him, right? That's what you want, don't you? I don't know, maybe. Yeah, maybe he should. Like, dick for twat. You got this. Just make sure to not to tell him you enjoyed giving him head so he puts in extra effort. Yeah, thanks for the advice. I'll think about it. God, that would... do I really want him to do that? It'd be fair, right? Just so we're even. Yeah, that would be fair, just so we're even. And then we can move on to... Just one more time! Yeah, that sounds right. Hi, sis! Penny, what are you doing here? I'm meeting Mom at the roof, and this park was on the way. I had some time to kill, and I like to come here to get ideas. It's a good photo spot. Oh, that's true. Definitely see its potential. You look good, Penelope. I like those high-waisted shorts. Oh, thank you, Alex. I just picked the first thing I saw in my closet. Nothing too special. Hail Bob shorts from the fall collection and a Max & Co. shirt. Annie recommended that shop to me. Looks good. Oh, and now that I'm with you, I wanted to ask something. I hope you don't mind. Hey, we robbed a casino together. That's what brings people together. We're partners in crime now. Ask whatever you want. True that. It's about your tattoos. I've never gotten one, but it's something I've always been curious about. Any advice? Well, if it's your first tattoo, I recommend you get a small one. And maybe in a place that could easily be hidden, especially since you're a model. Good advice. Do you have something in mind? I fell in love with the minimalist design of a flamingo I saw the other day on Pinterest. And I thought of the wrist or maybe the ankle for the location. What do you think? Those are both good options. Do you have a pic of the tattoo you saw? Sure, give me a second. Where did you say you were going? To the roof. That pub with a terrace. It's near the library. With Mom? Yeah, with Mom. Why the interrogating tone? What tone? This is how I always talk. No, not really, no. You're kind of grilling me, to be honest. You know now that you both are wearing ponytails, I can see how much you look alike. Right? I was just curious because your outfit is quite revealing for just a meetup with Mom. Why, they do look alike. They might be twins, in a way. You mean this little bit of cleavage? You've been very prudish lately, sis. Little bit of cleavage. That's not a little bit of cleavage. Back me up here, Alex. Well, I don't want to get involved, but yeah, I guess it's pretty suggestive. It's a cute outfit, like Alex just said. I like to dress well, no matter the occasion. And besides, there'll be more people there, so it's not just a meetup with Mom. Oh, really? Who else is going to be there if I may be so bold as to ask? Annie and Nova? And I think Grim mentioned he was going to pass by, too. Oh, interesting. Interesting how? No, it's nothing. Just interesting. Okay. Well, I should get going. You know what? I think I'll go with you. No running, then? No, I'm pretty tired today. I think I'll grab coffee and a snack and take it easy today. You don't mind, do you? Of course not, doll. The more the merrier. That's what I always say. Well, I'll get going too. I'll see you later. Goodbye, Alex. Bye, Alex. Let's go, sissy. I'm sure Mom will be happy to see you there. Ah, Ah! Choo! Jesus. Man, tell me I didn't catch a cold, please. Not when the weekend is around the corner. My mother always says that when you sneeze, it means that someone elsewhere is thinking about you. Ah, I like that. Damn, must have somebody think about me today. Because I did that on the job. And I only did it one time. Who do you think might be talking about me? Could be a girl from school who has a crush on you. I doubt it's that. You think so? Yeah. Or maybe it's Axel discussing with his hitmen about the best way to make you disappear without a trace. Oh, yeah, thanks, Chang. I preferred the first hypothesis. Now that you mention Axel, though, I haven't seen him since the dinner at the Boyle Mansion. He hasn't come to class since then. I wonder why. Maybe he's waiting for you to get complacent so his contract killers can catch you off guard. Stop. Maybe he's waiting for you in a tournament so he can murder you in the game and in the real world at the same time, like what possibly happened to Benjamin. Oh, that's very likely, actually, Miss Carter. It would be poetic and at the same time easy to make it look like an accident. Can you two stop already? Let me enjoy the afternoon in peace. How's that spreadsheet going, by the way? I'm almost done. I need to update the formula here, adjust the reference here, and all done. All right, guys, I have a plan for every one of you. You're gonna love it. Nothing like an Excel spreadsheet to keep things organized. As soon as Annie arrives, we can start. Is everyone ready? Ready? I knew it was a good idea to put you in charge of strategy. I was born ready. God damn it. Why can't I draw hands? Why? I think I'm making them too small. They look like baby hands on an adult body. Nova? Yeah, sorry. Give me a minute. I just have to finish this little thing. Can we finally see what the hell you've been drawing? Every single time I've seen you this week, you've had a pencil in your hands. Not yet. It's a surprise. No one can. Ugh, I gotta piss so bad. Oh, come on. Go to the bathroom. This new artistic side of yours has absorbed you. Okay. I'm going to the toilet, but I'll be back in 30 seconds. No, 20. No one take a look at my drawing, especially not Grim. Why not, though? Because it's unfinished. You make fun of me. That's not true. I don't care. Promise me you won't look. Okay, I promise. Thanks. What's with all the mystery? I guess she just got obsessed with something new. It happened when she got a smartphone for the first time, too. I can't help but be intrigued, though. But I shouldn't look. Whatever it is, it seemed important to her. She hasn't hacked me since she promised not to. I'd be wrong to break my promise and betray her trust after that. While Nova is... What? That wasn't even 20 seconds. No one looked at my drawing, right? No, don't worry. Sure? Hey, I promised not to look. I'd never break a promise. Excellent. Then I'll promise to show it to you when it's finished. All right. I'll be waiting. I'm ready, ma'am. Hi, guys. Ah, the person we've been waiting for. Sorry for the wait. No worries. We just got here. Hi, Annie. Did you see yesterday's episode of Eternatus? You bet I did. Ah, is that new anime series based on the universe of Eternum? I haven't started it yet. You better start soon then, because it's frickin' awesome. Did you see the scene in Andromeda with the spaceships? Oh my god, that was so amazing. Eliza is the best, right? Eliza is the best character ever created. When she went to the... No spoilers! You're so cute together, girls. I didn't know you two got along so well. It's exciting to meet someone who watches as much television as me. I'm sorry if I get too excited. It's just that, well, I never had a group of friends like this before, and having someone to talk to about these kinds of things feels kind of new to me. No need to apologize for anything, Nova. I've got to say that I have a similar feeling when it comes to all of you. The scholarship that was granted to Grim and his best friend is the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time. I think it's best not to dig too deep into the best friend subject. Last time, feelings were hurt. No worries, Chang. I'll concede that honor to you. I don't really mind anymore. I'm happy being just a good friend. Yeah, I guess she's right. Although, excuse me. Bleh. All right, so now that we're all ready, what's the plan, Nancy? Ah, yes! I tried to cover everything, so let me know if I'm missing anything. To summarize, a quick overview of all the open fronts we have. First, the Founder. The man everyone knows of, but nobody knows a thing about. We have no idea where he is or how to find him, but he's the center of this whole ruckus. Even a tiny clue about his life in the real world would be helpful. We need to find out if there's any limits to his knowledge about a tournament, his power, and the servers. Next, we have the Syndicate. According to what you and Alex discovered at the party, it seems to be a group of people acting against Ulysses in some way. And they seem to be trying to help the players get the Gems of Doom for some reason. Which brings us to the next point. Whether there really is a conspiracy behind all of this, or whether our minds are just wandering, there's one thing we need to do for sure. Find the remaining Gems of Doom. Obtaining influence, meeting powerful people, getting stronger, and maybe rich. Everything revolves around them. We have one, but we need 9 more. So I'd say that our best bet is finding the third weapon of Atlas. Dione and our lovely elven princess have proven to be powerful assets. So if we can find the sword, we'd be unstoppable. Either that, or we'd need to locate another player with a Gem of Doom. And we know one who has 5 in his possession. If we can find Thanatos somehow and take his gems, we'll be halfway there. I think it'll be best if each one of us attacks a different front. We can cover more ground. I have a pretty busy weekend, though. I'm going with Luna and her father to the Day of the Dead celebration tonight, and tomorrow we have that costume party on the campus. No worries, I have it all under control. If I didn't conquer the Peloponnese in less than a week by misemploying my men. Let's see. First of all, Alex would try to find info about Ulysses or the Founder through her father and his belongings. I already asked her if she was comfortable with it, and she loved the idea. That's a thread that needs to be pulled. Next, Penelope and Dahlia will go to the Agora server and ask around to try to get some info about the Syndicate. I feel like they've been at each other's throats recently, so teaming up might do them some good. Annie, could you and Luna go to the Plains of Denaria tomorrow evening? My men heard rumors about a Gem of Doom hidden in that server. I think it's worth checking out. Absolutely. I'm really familiar with that server. We won't fail you, Nancy. No stone will be left unturned. Sweet. And for the last mission, I'm going to need you on Sunday morning, Grim. Would that be possible? Sure, Sunday morning should be good. What's the plan? We're going to go to my office. I think we can get some useful info now that my company is working with Ulysses. But don't worry too much about it for now. I'll explain the details when we get closer to it. Which brings us to the device we talked about over the phone, Nova. You know, the one that can steal the inventory of an Aeternum player? Could you look into it? I mean, I guess that was probably just a Hollywood fantasy and no one is really capable of doing that. And definitely not on such short notice. Maybe a newbie hacker couldn't do it, but lucky for you, I know the best one in the country. I'm already working on it, and it should be able to steal the inventory of any player when they log into Aeternum. I just need to figure out how to link the device to an Aeternum visor. Don't worry, guys. I'll create the best hacking device your eyes have ever seen. I guarantee it. Excellent. We should do a catch-up next week with everything we discovered. Sounds good. Oh boy, I can't wait to hear the mission that I've been assigned. Oh. Well, you don't play Aeternum, so I didn't really prepare anything. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't think that...
It's okay, ma'am. There comes a day in the life of every man and woman when the sun stops shining. We must accept it. We came to suffer. For what is expectation but a kind of folly? And what is that folly but an excess of hope? All I ask for this plan to seem purposeful.
Don't be sad, Cheng. I have a mission for you. Something vital. You gotta go to the mall and buy us... matching t-shirts. You can even choose the design. Every self-respecting team should have matching t-shirts. What do you say? I'll get you the best matching t-shirts you've ever seen, guys. Don't worry. I won't fail you. I'm sure you won't. It's easy to make him happy. All right, then. Everything is settled. I should get going now. I'm supposed to meet Penelope by the entrance. I'll stay for a bit. I just ordered a tea. Yeah, I'll stay too. I want to continue my drawing. No problem at all. I'll see you later. Yeah, I'll be on my way as well. I don't want Mr. Hernandez to get angry because I'm late. Goodbye, girls. Bye, Chang. Bye. Bye, Grim. Don't forget about tomorrow's party. I won't. A few minutes later. Alright, Spruce and Alder. Luna's dad is supposed to pick me up here. I'll have to remember to. Oh, fuck. I forgot the wine I bought to give Mr. Hernandez as a thank you for inviting me. I'm a fucking mess. I'll look so rude showing up with nothing to offer. You hear some music in the distance as a car roars down the street at full throttle. Yeah, you know, mariachi music. Is that him? Hola, Grim! I love punctual people! Of course it's Mr. H. Ah, isn't it a lovely day to celebrate the Day of the Dead? Well, I'm not so sure. I saw that it's supposed to rain all afternoon. Exactly! There's nothing more appropriate! Well, you have a point there. It's a pleasure to meet you again, Mr. Excuse me. It's a pleasure to see you again, Mr. Hernandez. Come give me a hug, Grim! And no need for formalities. You can just call me Victor! Sure. Thank you, Victor. Thank you for joining us today, Grim. Luna and I are so glad you were able to join us. The pleasure is all mine, seriously. I brought some wine, but forget about all that. You remind me of the son I lost after he fell ill with smallpox. I see shadows of him in everything you do. Even now, you're almost bringing a tear to my eye. You've never had a son, Dad, and smallpox was eradicated decades ago. Hey, it's just an old Mexican saying. You're losing your roots, Luna. Hi, Grim. Luna. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. We saw each other yesterday in school in psychology class. Oh, true. Well, I missed you anyway. I really did, though. Luna's sweet voice always makes me feel peaceful. It's good to see you, too. All right. Are you ready to try the best tacos you've ever eaten, Grim? Oh, damn, yeah, I'm ready. Sign me up. Man, I could go for a taco right now, and it's 2 in the fucking morning. A real taco. Not Taco Bell, a real fucking taco. I can't wait. It'll be the best Day of the Dead lunch you've ever had, I guarantee. Well, I haven't had many of those. Man, I gotta go to the Mexican restaurant somehow. This week, I'm going to the Mexican restaurant. It's happening. I'm gonna find a way to make it happen. I haven't had Mexican in a while. It's time. It's a great Mexican restaurant. I mean, real Mexican restaurant. You know, not the crap. I gotta have me some... Maybe have me some street tacos. Alright, so while I'm thinking about that, we're gonna go ahead and end Eternum for now, guys. Don't worry, we'll be back with more Eternum next week. As we celebrate Day of the Dead and... Grim's had Mexican. Like, by that time, I hope to have had some sort of Mexican. So, we'll see. Let's see what happens. Alright, guys. I'm out. See you next time.